of Parsha, we find a few points which have to do with the concept of a Karsa Tov. There's Chazal say that the Pasuk says, Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu Miyad Arayim. Chazal find it strange that they should say Ish Mitzri, because really Moshe wasn't a Mitzri. So Parsha Pshat in the Pasuk, of course, is that they perceive him as an Ish Mitzri, because he was wearing Mitzri clothing. I mean, that's where he came from, Mitzrayim, and he was in the face of Paro, so he was wearing Mitzri clothing, etc. But as I'll say, they say, Ish Mitzri, Yitzilonu Miyad Aroyim, that, I'm sure they knew this himself, these Nabe, Bruch HaKadosh, had the Maisa with the Ish Mitzri not happened, Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been Chayav Misa, he would not have run away. So the fact that the Ish Mitzri Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri is what brought Moshe Rabbeinu to here, and that's what saved us from the Yad HaRoyim. So they understood that a person can, when a person looks for the concept of a Karas HaTov, a person cannot just look at that immediate action which happened. He has to be Mark HaTov for the series of events which precede that, which lead up to the person coming to the situation which is beneficial to them. And this is one of the kudas which, when we stopped in Mark HaTov, it has to be done in a very, very specific way, as opposed to in a general fashion. And if it's done in a general fashion, it's not ma'ur the person to the real understanding of how much the person is impacted by Kodesh Baruch Hu's hug of the Bria. The Russian was, there's very obvious, there's very extraordinary circumstances. A person is ill and they recover, etc. Many times, if a person would stop over there and say, look how, he was saved from the illness, there's event after event, which some of them were embedded in the Bria 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So he made a friendship with so-and-so, and that person happened to know so-and-so, and he met him now, he hadn't seen him for 15 years, and he knew, had he made the friendship 15 years ago, seeing the person wouldn't have helped him. So the Bereshim made it, that the two of them ended up in the same machine, and they both got sick at the same time, and the male, they became friends, which they weren't really connected to each other in any way, and so they got sick 15 years ago, and they end up in the dorm together, both boning their fate while they have to be sick in the dorm, that 15 years later, his life should be saved by an illness. We don't stop and see a picture. We don't see the full picture of how things really happen. So the limit of this element of a Karas HaTov in this week's parasha is that a person has to realize that the Bereshim, the Benois Midian said, we understood that the Bereshim staged an event for many different reasons, but one of the reasons the Bereshim staged this event, that the Mitzri should have a Maisa with the woman, and Moshe Rabbeinu should catch him, and he should kill him, and Dosan Avraham should talk about it, and the power should hear about it, and the Bereshim should save him, was all ahead of him, so that we should be saved from the Adirayim. They saw a bigger picture. And a person sees that, he starts understanding that there's this tremendous hashkocha taking place in this person's life, and it generates a tremendous feeling of a Karas HaTov to Kadosh Baruch Hu, of all the different elements of a Karas HaTov, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's constant awareness and chesed what the Bereshim does for us. The main of that you see by the story of the Megillah. Main of that you see, we talk about Rami Avid Avi. But we don't stop and realize it. We picture it in our own lives in any real way. And that's what the over here is a very, very specific example. And that's the message. Have a good Shabbos.